Chapter 21. Meatballs. My parents think I'm socially backward because I don't have a lot of friends. I don't see it as a problem. Most kids are stupid. If I have a problem, it's that I don't like to talk about nothing. When I listen to other kids talking to each other, they mostly don't actually say anything. For example, I'm at my locker. Two girls are standing a few feet away. Here's what they say. Girl one. So I was like, no way. But my mom, you know, she was like gonna have a fit or something. Girl two.
Yeah, and then my mom like, wait a minute, what is that anyways? Can I have one? What are they?
Girl one. Tangerine sours. Have you heard about Angela? Girl two.
Oh my God, yes. She's got this thing on her foot, you know? It's so disgusting, you know?
Girl one.
And that sweater she's wearing, can you believe it?
Girl two.
She's like this homeless person. Can I have another one?
I've tried to talk like that, but it doesn't work for me. Here's what would happen if I joined the conversation. Girl one.
So I was like, no way. But my mom, you know, she was like gonna have a fit or something.
Me. Does she have epilepsy? Girl one.
No, stupid.
Girl two.
Yeah, and then my mom, like, wait a minute, what is that anyways? Can I have one? What are they?
Girl one.
Tangerine sours.
Me. They put acid in the sugar to make it sour. Girl two.
That is so rude.
Girl one.
Have you heard about Angela?
Girl two.
Oh my God, yes. She's got this thing on her foot, you know? It's so disgusting, you know?
Me. She must have plantar warts. I had plantar warts last year. The doctor had to burn them off. It smelled weird. Girl one.
You are so disgusting. Get lost, worm.
I'm just not very good at small talk. I don't see Melissa Haverman in the lunchroom, which is just as well. I have a feeling she wouldn't be happy to see me. I carry my tray to my usual table. Today's lunch is spaghetti and meatballs, my favorite. As long as lunch is good, I don't care that no one sits with me. I'm on my 13th bite when something warm and wet slaps me across the forehead. Meatball chunks slide down my face on a river of red sauce. I see Freddie Perdue, one of the football goons, holding his spoon like a catapult and grinning at me. The rest of the goons are laughing. He says, "Oops." I wipe my face clean. "You need another napkin, perv?" says Chuckles Gorman. Freddie is loading another meatball onto his spoon. "Hey, peeper, get a load of this." He lets fly. I duck, and the meatball goes sailing over my head. I hear an outraged screech from the beautiful girl's table. An instant later, a plate goes flying past my ear and hits Freddie in the chest, decorating him with spaghetti squiggles on a field of red, what Mrs. Felco would call abstract expressionism. "Food fight!" yells one of the football goons. I hit the deck. As the lunchroom erupts in a storm of meatballs, spaghetti, and screams, I'm crawling, worm-like, for the door. I've got enough problems in my life. I don't need to be blamed for this one, too. The thing I don't understand is, tomorrow, all those kids who were throwing food at one another will still be friends. They'll be laughing and making small talk, and everything will be okay. But they won't be laughing and making small talk with me. I don't understand. I think there's something wrong with them.